Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Listen.
Mets got swept for the first time last week in Houston with the Astros taking both games. And they'll be up against Carlos Carrasco, who got shelled early against the Astros in Houston.
He's looking for a little redemption.
Hucker drills one deep to right field. Forget about it. Three-run jack, Kyle Tucker.
Wow. Jordan hits one high, hits one deep to center field. Back on it, Nimmo. He's at the wall. He'll watch it go. Jordan Alvarez, Air Jordan, with number 23. Sails one towards LaGuardia.
He can hit.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the Show.
That's right. Hang on in with us. It's a beautiful day, and the Astros are in a bit of a duel in New York.
We don't like it. We're coming on. Get used to it.
As Tyler is still, there it is, Tyler is still clinging to this 7-2 prediction of this 9-game stretch. They're in a battle, but we'll keep you updated 0-0 as Justin Verlander is pitching a gem, as he says, all year long.
He showed you who he is.
I'm going to tell you, no matter...
Within 2 minutes, he did.
God, man.
Within 2 minutes.
Right? Like, come on, man.
I challenge him and he gets overly aggressive.
And I'm trying, man. I tried to move right past it.
Don't
right?
Do it.
Like he did the other day.
You might as well stop.
This has nothing to do... We're talking about the Astros. Trying to.
Jordan showed you who he is. Made sense.
Oh, here he goes.
He invades the first 2 minutes. He invades your Twitter feed. Hey, man, Jimbo's going to be present now.
Good God, man. I'm trying. And it's like, all right, you going to ignore it? No, I'm going to throw it in your face more, so you're going to try to ignore it. But listen, I don't care what happens today as they are in it again in this game, in this 9-game stretch. We had been circling these games. It is kind of crazy, Clint. As I said, they finish this one. They'll come back and play the Yankees for one. It is crazy. We thought we were going to learn some things in this 9-game stretch, Clint. But I feel like, I don't know about you, it feels like we're learning even more than what we thought we were going to know about this team. This has been bigger to get a glimpse and understanding of what kind of team this is. More than even I expect.
Look, I'll be honest with you, man. I was looking for a 5-4 record over these 9 games versus the Mets and the Yankees back and forth. I was hoping to figure out what you've said multiple times. Hey, the Astros belong on the field. The Astros are in the conversation with the top 3, 4, 5 teams in the league, and they are legit World Series contenders. But as you watch, what is this? What are we now? This is game 7? Seven of the 9-game stretch. They're sitting right now at 4-2. Depending on what happens today, we'll see how this one goes. But this 9-game stretch has revealed so much more than I expected. So many more positives for the Astros than I expected. And we can start with Jordan Alvarez coming into this series or coming into the first Mets, the first 2 games against the Mets. We thought, man, what's wrong with Jordan's hand? What's going on? He got pulled from a game on Saturday. Is he going to be ready to play versus the Mets? Is he going to sit out a few games? Can he play the outfield, or does he just DH? Well, clearly his hand's okay because he's been continuing his hot streak. Alex Bregman has he appears. I mean, he's batting in the 350 range right now over the last 10 games. I didn't do the math. I was just doing the math in my head. I hadn't seen the exact number.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. I mean, 350 range, 350 plus range over the last 10 games. Christian Javier, no brainer, a starter in this rotation show. Quit toying around with Christian Javier and the bullpen and the mid relief stuff. Jeremy Pena's back. He's healthy. He appears to be the truth. He just steps right back in, and hell, they put him in the two hole. I mean, he's money. La Tormenta, there he is. That's Jeremy Pena. No. I mean, La Tormenta or Panty Dropping Pena, whichever.
That's
one.
That's what I like.
There you go. Get showed him.
Come on, y'all saw. I know y'all saw him in that salsa commercial where he's in him and Lance. I saw the Lance thing now. Yeah. All right, I got it. I didn't see the Lance thing when I saw the commercial. I saw the two of them and that salsa joint. I said, oh yeah, there's some panty droppers. Lance is in there. I dropped them draws for Lance.
There you have it.
Not me, but they would.
Yeah, but
wow, dude.
Pena comes back. By the way, my poll, the panty dropping poll that lady killer Lance and panty dropping Pena was Pena won that one barely, but he won that.
Oh, it's close.
He won that one. Yeah. There was even some guys needing to vote just so they could see
emotional ties of Atlanta.
There's a lot of guys that voted just to see what the score was between those two. But anyway, it was pretty tight. So clearly we were spot on with those two being the guys. But you know, they just talking about what the Astros, what's been revealed about the Astros, man. Some guys coming back and being healthy. Some guys getting back to themselves. Some guys proving that they're starters. And now I look up and lo and behold, Yuli Gurriel appears to be
two more hits today,
catching a little fire here. Now I don't want to put the cart before the horse because it's a small sample size, but Yuli Gurriel appears to be seeing the ball better, hitting the ball better, having a little bit of luck here and there, no question about it. Good gosh. I mean, who would have thought that in a 9-game stretch versus the only two teams in Major League Baseball that are better record-wise than the Astros, that we would learn all of these things about our baseball team?
Yeah, no.
It's wild, man.
No, it is. And I think I'm a bit surprised, too, because I didn't think that I would have a feel for, you know, the future as much as I got out of this 9-game stretch in terms of what they're capable of doing and where I put them. Like, I just, as you said, I just wanted to see, are they going to be competitive with these teams? Are they going to be able to play with these teams? And they're better. They play better. They're better, you could argue. If there are Astros fans out there right now and want to say, we are the best team in baseball, I won't argue it. You clearly showed you were the better team against the Yankees, and the Mets can't do nothing against you.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you like if you want to say that, it is fair, and you can say it without any problem, and I won't push back or argue at all. I didn't think we were going to get to that place to learn that. And when you talk about it, Alvarez's hand is okay, but I also didn't know we was going to get to a place of, I mean, this dude may be the best. Arguably the best player in baseball.
He can hit.
I mean, the way he's playing right now. I'm not talking about over, but right now.
So,
like he is doing it, and he did it in a big. I know Aaron Judge had the walk offs, but he has been the best player the last 2 months.
So if he was a position player and played consistently, I think he would have the majority vote over Judge. I think right now the reason when we ask, like, hey man, who's the best player in baseball? Who's the MVP?
Just check this up for me, Tyler. I'm sorry, I don't mean to work. Or Sheila, check this up. I honestly think that Aaron is only leading him in one major offensive category in home runs.
I'll get Cheryl on it away.
I honestly, OPS, RBIs, maybe he's leading RBIs, but I think Alvarez is leading almost in every major offensive category over Judge.
Sure, I mean, yeah, but the point is the only, like, it's not a stat. It's literally, I think the only reason that people immediately go to Judge is because he's an everyday center fielder.
A center fielder, yep. That's what Roflo said the other day as he plays. And center field is one of those tough defensive positions.
Judge has him by one in RBIs as well. but they're right there.
Yeah, but go down there and look at strikeouts. I mean, I think Judge has doubled the number of strikeouts that Alvarez has.
But so he has a better average OPS, on base percentage.
Yeah, the OPS is really good, but so is Judge's.
Velocity.
Exit velocity. There you go. Hey, did you hear that, Tyler? Osho's he's leaning into that exit.
He leads in the old exit velocity.
The only thing that'd make it better if he hit us with the old exit velo. If he'd have just hit the velo instead of velocity, we'd be able to really bang on Osho a little bit here. No, look, I honestly, and I say that in favor of Yordan Alvarez. If Yordan Alvarez played an average left field and was an everyday left fielder, I believe that the answer would be Alvarez. I believe people would then go, default to the stats, and like you just said, like you just immediately pointed out, hell, there's two stats where Judge is better, RBIs and home runs. Everywhere else, it's Yordan Alvarez. And so being held against him that he's not an everyday left fielder.
You know what, I just thought of something.
What's that?
That's where Dusty did screw him. Like I think Dusty,
Dusty don't make those decisions.
Dusty made the decision to pitch to Aaron, but by allowing and taking a chance and trying to see what his pitchers are going to do in that situation, pitching to Judge, like that's the only thing coming out of the like I'm pretty sure Judge had like three or four hits in the series.
Yeah, no, he was struggling,
and two of them were those game winners, and those are the ones that people were going to remember. And two of the games, he won them. Because overall, Alvarez was clearly the best player in the series. Clearly in the 4-game series, and he didn't play the last one. And the one at bat he had, they didn't even want to mess with him; they intentionally walked him. But I think Dusty may hurt the MVP chances because the time that they matched up, two of the games, Aaron Judge won them in walk-offs. But even though clearly, you know, Alvarez was the better player, I'll continue to stay on it. I disagree with Flores, and I will be honest to say, yeah, I watch Yordan every day.
Yeah.
And maybe if I watch Judge every day, I would feel different, but I'm sorry, man. That dude right there, and he's not stopping. This is the difference. He has been carrying this team offensively for like a month. Insane.
I think you're splitting hairs, Bob. If you wanted to sit down and specifically have a debate with someone about Judge and Yordan, then you'd have a damn good case, Chief.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the sake of what we're talking about, we're splitting hairs. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's got eight or ten more home runs,
something like that.
Yordan. So I mean, he's got him. But I mean, we're talking about a guy that are two guys that are just hell. I don't care who they're playing for. I don't care who's on the bump. If the game's on the line, put one of them cats at the plate.
You were right too, Clint. Judge has 36 more strikeouts than Yordan this year.
That's it. I mean, that's what separates Yordan from all of these other MVP candidates. Right, is you look at you and the guys that are in the conversation, and I can't remember the other name. Who's the other name?
Ramirez. The Guardians.
He's same thing. Look how many strikeouts he has. The thing that separates Yordan Alvarez from the other power hitters that are in that conversation right now is he strikes out half the time. His plate discipline is significantly better than the other two guys that are in that conversation and the other power hitters in this league. So, yeah, I mean, you would have a hell of a chance of winning a debate with him and Judge, no question.
But I think that's a big deal. Like, we've learned a lot more. I know I have.
Holy cow.
About things. Like, I mean, Christian Javier, hell, that's not nothing I learned. I knew that.
I mean, he can pitch.
You knew that?
I
knew no hit the Yankees in effortless fashion and sitting them down stronger as he went along.
Hold on, Jones.
15 pitches.
I won't step out to that point that I said I knew that. But do you remember? Hold on. Do you remember? I remember we were in Kima, Bullets and Bugs.
Yep.
And they had skipped Jake Odorizzi, I believe, or skipped somebody.
Crazy Allen Swamp Shack.
That's right. And they had skipped Javier. And I told you, I said, Christian Javier to me makes it to a point where I don't believe if he's in the rotation that they need to go get a starter by the trade deadline. I said
that. No, I remember you got aggressive with it.
I got aggressive with
it. I liked him in the starting rotation. I don't know if he was going to keep me from making a decision, but I'll be damned if he ain't doing it. I mean, he's making me feel good about luxury Lance being a luxury.
Yeah, I mean, a real luxury. All right, as we continue to roll through day two of the hearings with Deshaun Watson. And once again, folks, this is very important because this is the pinnacle right here. We're going to learn potentially in the next couple of weeks in these hearings lead to how many games he will potentially miss, which obviously affects the Texans' draft selection. We'll give you the latest on that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Day two of the hearing for Deshaun Watson, the league and the Players Association, all three parties there represented. Day two of that, and as we roll through this this is important. As I know, it's been long, and something we've discussed a lot, but we're getting closer to the point that really matters. Football-wise for the Texans, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, reported on the latest on the hearings of day two. This was Ian.
The first day of Deshaun Watson's disciplinary hearing in front of Sue Robinson, who's been jointly appointed by the NFL and the NFLPA, has concluded. The expectation is Deshaun Watson and all the lawyers and investigators for both sides will be back at it again tomorrow, potentially Thursday as well. This all happening in her home state of Delaware and expected, as I said, to continue for several days. As far as what the NFL is alleging, they're presenting the cases of five women who allege Deshaun Watson violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. Of course, there have been more than 20 lawsuits against Watson, but what the NFL is presenting is the case of five women who believe that Watson committed sexual misconduct against them. The NFL is pushing for an indefinite suspension, at least a year, with the opportunity to reapply after a year. The NFLPA and Watson's own lawyers are pushing for a sentence or a disciplinary matter much, much shorter. As far as where this all stands now, here's where it goes. Barring some sort of settlement, which would be unforeseen and a a big surprise. At this point, the hearing will conclude. Then there'll be briefs filed by both sides over the course of the next several days. So if this goes to completion, expect it to take at least a couple weeks for Deshaun Watson and all of the NFL to hear how long he will be suspended.
All right, that is the latest. Could be a couple weeks here. Most recently, Aaron Wilson reports that the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearing continues today and possibly through Thursday, per sources. He is being represented by the legal team of Jeffrey L. Kessler, Rusty Harden, and opposed by the NFL's legal team before jointly appointed hearing officer Sue L. Robinson.
Pretty Willie Suella. Yeah.
Pretty Willie Suella.
Me.
He is ready.
Here's the deal. Show is... It's going to be a while before we learn what comes of this arbiter, this decision, right? And I would imagine between now and then we're going to get a ton of quote unquote leaks and a ton of quote unquote per source type reports. Yesterday the report was from it was a leak, supposedly an NFL leak. The Associated Press's Rob Madi, M-A-A-D-D-I, he reported that the NFL had leaked that they were likely to accept this is a 6-8 game suspension recommendation if that is where Sue L. Robinson landed. That ought to be her. She ought to get in her car every day when she leaves her office and play that right there. She's in Delaware. It'll probably go over real well up in Delaware. And then today's report from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com is that it's not true that the NFL would likely abide by a 6-8 game suspension for Deshaun Watson if that's what disciplinary officer Sue L. Robinson hands down. Per league source. So one was a leak, one's per league source, one says the NFL will accept it, one says the NFL is not likely to accept it. So this back and forth stuff, I don't know where we're going to land.
It makes me feel better about what I was saying yesterday.
What's that?
I was saying yesterday, I wonder what this means, the league being out so hardcore of, we're looking for a year or an indefinite suspension to a point where, hey, listen to what we're saying, what we want. We want to essentially drop the hammer. We want you to know how serious we take it. And then the leaks come out of potentially, some leaks, but this other one is saying per a league source that, hey, if they say 6-8 games, we'll accept it.
Yeah.
Like, but you know where we sat, though. You know what we came to the table, what we wanted. But we'll accept whatever she says.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, Show, because I'm with you. I think the NFL, it's in their best interest to save face as long as they possibly can. Even if they were, if that leak was accurate and they did say that, I think before it actually is written in stone, I think they'd very wisely deny that leak, if you will. And there's definitely a public perception here. This thing playing out in the public eye is just as, or how it plays out in the public eye is just as important to the NFL as it is to Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden. And I'm with you, man. I think there is an element there that the NFL is going to ultimately wants everybody involved to believe that they were pushing for indefinite and at the very least 1 year, and they settled. So it's we'll see. But that's where we sit today, day two of the deposition, is that what we're calling it?
Question
hearing. There you hearings, go. The day two of the hearing is rocking and rolling.
Oh my God, Clint Sterner, Ron Nichelle Hughley, my greatest fear has occurred. The Astros are in the eighth inning, and Yordan Alvarez is on the ground after colliding with Pena, and he is still laying on the ground.
He'll be all right, Show. I mean, just relax, man.
Rolling around
Got hit in the mat. Got hit in the face with the glove.
Just keep those knees straight.
Got hit in the face with the glove. He's going to be fine. I mean, he's going to be – it ain't no big deal. Maybe that right hand – was it his right or his left hand that was injured, by the way?
He's sitting up now. He's sitting up now.
Was it his right or his left hand that was injured before, by the way? Do we know?
I don't know.
Well, that right hand may have got twisted up underneath Pena's chin right there. I don't know if there's any problem, but I think he'll be fine.
It's just no IL stint here.
Get up, Jordan. Get up. Get in the dugout.
Tyler's working hard on it. Look at everyone has come out there.
Everybody's surrounding him. Get up and get to the dugout.
Dusty's out there. Dusty's son came up from Delaware. He's already out on the field. Then it got Yuli from out first base. Yuli is up again. So I think George Springer and Carlos Correa are out there as well checking on him. I mean, everyone's concerned.
I think Yuli's down there so he can communicate. Relax, show. You're worse than Linda.
Okay, got up. Oh, God.
I mean, you are worse than Linda.
He has no idea where he is. Here's the call. It appears he does it, allegedly. It does appear they're holding on to him. Here's the call from what happened.
That one's popped high in the air. Jeremy Pena drifts out. Yordan Alvarez coming in, and they collide. Pena and Alvarez hit hard in shallow left field. Pena's still down, and he held on to the baseball. One of the two held on to the baseball. The out's been called. Both Yordan and Pena are down. Pena held on to the ball, but right now the big concern is the health of Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena.
Pena's glove hit him in the mouth after it caught the ball. It's not a big deal, man. Relax.
It looked rough, man. As soon as I saw it,
it's Tyler. Oh, my God, that looks bad. Yordan's down.
I mean, they made some hard contact.
To give you a description, guys, listen, you just stay with us.
Yordan's being dramatic. We've got you. Look at there. Look at there. Look.
Yordan's being – don't call him dramatic.
Look, you just got to –
don't you call – oh, they're bringing the card out. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This is exactly –
oh, my God. Where's Jake?
He just high-fived Pena. My God. Everybody's patting him on the chest.
They're bringing the card out.
I think it's bullshit.
Look.
Bringing the card out.
You got to be kidding me, guys.
Look at him. The Astros are really quick to pull the card.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you.
They are really quick to pull the card.
Can we get Jack Easterby to New York to pray over him real quick?
No, here's the deal. Okay. Here's the deal. Odorizzi got strapped to the stretcher. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
If he lays back. Oh, look, he's going to take – he wants to borrow.
He can't. Oh, my God. He's on the – I'm just telling you what I see. They collided. He appeared to be out, and he was laying down motionless for a long time. Dusty ran out there. Dusty quickly walked out there, and the rest of the team battled out there, and now he is on a cart. He appears to be up. Oh my God, and they just jerked the cart.
Why do you think he just tried to take a –
who is this young kid?
Yeah, man.
Get an adult.
Easy with the gas pedal, young fella.
These New York, and they're holding him.
I'm thinking this might be a concussion type deal.
I would imagine. 100%.
They grabbed the cart and they tried to put sunglasses on. All right, we will have the rest of this
breaking
news.
Why do you think
he
tried to take Bregman's glasses
off
his face?
This is why, man. God.
Like, he tried it. The trainer didn't.
He doesn't know where he is.
This could have just been DH. All right, coming up, Yordan Alvarez, he is being carted off. He is sitting. He has been carted off after colliding. And, of course, now Chaz McCormick is in the outfield. But he has been carted off after colliding with Jeremy Pena. We'll continue to find out more. Oh, my God. That's coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner
and the show.
How are you doing, Tyler?
This is the worst case scenario right here, dude. You're talking about Jeremy Pena. I'm sorry, Jeremy Pena. Text line's real strict on that. Jeremy Pena.
Say whatever the hell.
And Yordan Alvarez have both just exited this game for the Astros.
That's right. If you missed it, that's the latest here in the eighth inning. And Justin Verlander is now through eight scoreless innings. The Cy Young.
Everybody relax. I'm in here with two drama queens. Everybody relax.
Yeah, oh, man, I don't know. You haven't seen the replay of that collision. It was.
I see it, Bob. My screen's four times as big as that little one you got in there.
I didn't think you saw it happen.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. They replayed it up here a couple times, Bob.
You didn't think that looked bad, man?
Oh, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Show almost fell out of his chair over here. And I mean,
they brought out the car.
Show has his pit sweat has doubled since they collided.
Mine has tripled.
It has.
I mean,
this
relax.
Is my greatest fear.
They brought out the car. He sat on the back of the car.
And then
he caught himself as the young, looked like about a 16-year-old, tried to power brake the damn emergency cart there.
The Astros, as much as they go to the cart, they got to have their
own
cart.
That is true.
Guy.
There ain't no. They Larry should travel
Stafford,
with their own cart.
Anybody out there ready? Wheel guy, that's your name.
Job listing for the Houston Astros.
Where's nasty ass Jim? Any other out there?
I am retired and family expired.
As much as they go to the cart. The Astros need to have their own cart guy because this guy right here almost turned what potentially a head injury they're looking into as a rolled ankle underneath that damn cart. Hit that thing so hard.
You know
his heart went to his throat. By the way, here, before we get going, let me just set the situation. It was the eighth inning and a little short pop fly.
A little short pop fly.
And obviously, a lack of communication there between those two.
Shallow left field.
And they ran right into each other. Pena held onto the ball, but it looked like Alvarez took the worst of it. He laid on his stomach, motionless for a minute. Pena was sitting up, but you could tell both of them were affected. They're both now out of the game, by the way. Who is that batting second and third now?
Well, I know McCormick came in.
McCormick's in.
McCormick's in the three hole.
And what's
that means Dubon has to be in the three hole.
Yeah, there you go. You're two and three hole hitters now. Dubon.
In a 0-0 ball game, and Tyler's got a 7-2 at 7-2 bragging rights on the line here.
So that just took a tough
good.
Hit.
But now y'all, that was the old worry wart, the old drama queen over there.
They brought the card out.
They ran into each other. Good thing is, Yordan, it wasn't his knees, wasn't his hand. It appeared that Pena's glove with the ball in it struck, after he caught it in the collision, struck Yordan Alvarez in the face somehow, and may have been a little bit more. Maybe they're going to go in and test him for a concussion, something like that. My busted lip, knocked out tooth. I don't even know.
Probably go in the IL.
He did kind of awkwardly, like with both hands, which I bet Yordan Alvarez got some monster hands. He reached up and Bregman was talking to him, and he tried to take Bregman's rather large sunglasses off of his face, and it knocked him down to about the tip of his nose. And Bregman clearly needed his glasses to go back and play the game.
What the hell's Yordan?
So I don't know what Yordan's up to here. I think he's fine.
This feels like an IL stint.
The only time I've had a known concussion
feels like an IL stint.
I wanted some sunglasses because those lights, man, they pierce your eyes when you're concussed.
Didn't you have some of them big glasses on the other day? That's the new baseball look. Is these big glasses?
Speculation. It looks. That's if you had to put a guess on what they're concerned about, it's some sort of a potential concussion. Don't know, not saying it is there, but that would be the concern.
I would say they're going. It was the bottom of the eighth.
Dusty almost pulled a hamstring getting out there as fast as he did.
I mean, Dusty's a real heel runner. We found that out. He's slew-footed a bit and heel runs.
I'm from a different generation.
Doesn't have much knee drive at all. I bet he wears the hell out of the soles of shoes as he walks. But he probably didn't walk much. Probably doesn't. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going there and test him a little bit, make sure his teeth are all right, and test him for any kind of concussion or anything like that. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's back out there tomorrow. So
yeah, he's gonna go.
You're gonna lose sleep over this, ain't you?
Have you not lost sleep over this? You see my tweets? MVP. This is taking a dent here.
My heart my heart rate did not increase one bit.
Oh, mine did. Fluttered. This is my greatest fear. Him on the ground with the cart. I will admit right now I'm shook. I just hope he's all right. Pain your tooth. Also, sorry. Don't want to leave him out either.
No, I think they're both going to be fine.
I don't think this is a season-ending thing, but we'll see.
Yeah. Pena got up. He patted old Jordan on the chest. Jordan had a couple of high fives, couple of dapping him up before he left. He's fine.
Let's hope he's all right. That's right. Jordan carted off.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, why do you want to do that to the fans, man?
Dude, I'm just telling them what happened.
I mean, why do you
this
guys?
This is
why
not
do you
a good situation.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I do this
I mean,
to the fans?
That is the
he
most
was
dramatic.
Off.
I mean, he wasn't. He was sitting on the back of a cart.
Carted off.
He didn't walk off.
How do you think I should say it?
The only thing.
Well, that a valet came to pick him up?
Yes. That's exactly what you said. The cart came and picked him up. I wouldn't say he was carted off.
It was just a courtesy service.
He was carted off.
But he sat where the trainer typically sits if somebody is strapped to a gurney and he because he didn't want to walk his ass back.
He didn't want to walk. Because he was tired?
Well, you think the whole team, they want to hold the game up longer?
But why did they cart him off? Why did they cart him up? Why did they
because the cart? Because the cart was out there and he didn't want to walk all the way to the clubhouse.
Clint, what are you talking about? Because the cart was out there? It was near the infield grass.
I would say typically right. Show mama overreacts.
Shut
Clint,
up.
You
Stop
are underselling this thing.
You are. You're lying to our consumers.
In this case, Show is absolutely right. This
they
is
they carted him
off
because
good.
They were concerned about his about a concussion.
He was sitting on the back of the cart and almost got thrown off when the cart took off. Clearly, they weren't worried about whether he was. That was a ride to the clubhouse. That was not carted off.
But he still. They it made him take the cart.
I think
the
they dropped Dusty off in the dugout on the way back in. What are y'all talking about?
I know
man?
They did that, but he would have. Could have walked to
I
the
mean,
dugout.
You two, you got to be
they
kidding
They could have walked
me.
It. No, kidding
I
me.
Mean, that is
they,
unbelievable.
They carted him off because they were. He's out there trying to take Alex Bregman's glasses from him while Alex Bregman is still playing the game. They didn't just bring out the cart because, hey, man, we got the cart out here.
I can't wait
we're
to find
have
out
you
what
walk.
That was about.
I wish I could hear what Bregman said. Hey, no, bro.
Bro, where are you? What is your
they
name? What is your name?
They were hung on the end of Bregman's nose, too. The big old goggles he wears were hung on the end of his nose.
Listen, bro, we'll get you some glasses, but I need these, okay?
I can get you some of these.
That's my man right
Jordan said, I'm trying to get the camera's on me. I'm trying to get a sunglass deal, man. Let me get those.
Clint's over here talking about they brought this cart out here.
They brought the cart out there. Because they're dramatic ass needed, laid out there in the grass.
Because Dusty needed a ride.
I mean, they had
there,
two
you
guys.
Go stick Jordan out there. What? So how come Pena didn't get on the cart? Because he left the game too. They let him walk.
Because he didn't have signs of concussion. There
well,
wasn't concerns.
Okay, well, thank you. That's why they brought the cart out. Because of the signs of concussion.
Nah,
of the concussion.
It was a ride.
Not just because.
They brought that. They brought that cart out because they looked like somebody dropped a hand grenade in left center field. I mean, they got two guys just laid there.
Yes.
Like it's some kind of mattress commercial or something.
From the
Get
text
up,
line
man.
Seven a mattress commercial from the text line
mattress
713.
Mac done paid them boys.
Carted off is a concern. Show us right for once. Not for
he
once.
Wasn't carted off. He got a
yes,
ride to the
was.
Clubhouse.
He literally was carted off. Ran into each other. They let one walk. They let the other one cart off.
I'll put it to you like this.
What do you think?
He was sitting up. He was not strapped in. Nobody was even looking at him. The one guy was driving, and the trainer that's supposed was facing the damn steering wheel. Nobody was even looking at him, and they almost threw him off. Clearly, they weren't concerned. That was a ride to the clubhouse.
Mattress Mac might have an advertising
there
opportunity
there
here.
There ain't no doubt.
Hey, listen, if Jordan isn't concussed, you're going to get your mattress free, free, free.
I think the next commercial should have them two come running into the screen. God. They should run into each other and fall out on mattresses. See how soft they are?
God, man.
If Jordan and Pena return to the Astros lineup in the next month, you get your mattress free.
And those two come, bam, and fall out on the mattress.
So when he gets placed on the IL, what your thoughts are? Just,
I would be like, I'd be surprised. If he, absolutely. On the after that, now if there's if he has a concussion, then it's a mental deal, and you just can't. He needs a couple of days off to make sure stay out of the sun and all that kind of job.
When you saw him reach for Alex Bregman's glasses, there,
I'm not real sure what the hell he was doing there.
What did that not get you a lean towards? Man, that guy's not there.
Well, the trainer actually with his arm underneath Yordan's and holding him up when he first stood up makes me a tad bit
all
nervous.
Of that together. Because
but then allowing him to ride on a 6-inch edge of the cart on his way back to the clubhouse really
huge. Ball game. There it is. Castro gives the Astros
look
the lead with
that.
A homer.
Look at there.
Castro gives them the lead with a homer. The Astros lead 1-0. Tyler, big time. As you are getting closer to your 7-2 prediction.
Castro's second hit of the game came in with a 95 batting average.
How did Yuli get on? Yeah, he had a 95 batting average. I was wondering why Jake Myers batted behind White Boy Chaz yesterday.
Yeah.
No, White Boy Chaz did that, didn't he?
I believe so. Yuli beat out what was going to be a double play. So it wasn't a hit.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Castro goes deep 2-0 in the ninth inning.
And Presley is warming.
Yes, there we go. God, people are flying off the handle about that. I was surprised to hear that, by the way. If you missed it, Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez collided. Both left the field, and apparently Pena left under his own power and walked off. And Yordan Alvarez just, according to Clint Sterner, received a valet ride
no question.
From the cart.
No question.
But to everyone else in the world,
a valet,
he was
valet,
carted.
Valet's park show.
To everyone else in the world, he was carted off because of there's a potential for concussion concerns. And it is why he was driven to the dugout. But if you missed
If I were driving down the road, I would think that you were talking like Jake Odorizzi type cart off.
Well, no, he would no. There's different carts. There's different carts. All right, there was no cart involved.
He was stretchered off.
Stretch. Odorizzi. All right, I was wondering about. I do want to get your thoughts on this because I was listening to Seth and Sean, and you all better be listening every morning, 6 to 10. I'm sure he's listening right now. As he'll text us yesterday when we called him out for using the B word a lot. He just sent 25. Just bitches.
Yeah, when I first read that, I was like, "Damn, what did we say? What did we do?" And then I realized what he was doing. That was
he was listening.
Had me there for a minute.
But he said he's far more concerned. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but far more concerned about Ryan Presley in the ninth inning than much of anything else on the team. I am not there with Ryan Presley. Like, to me, if you want to make an upgrade and put him in, like, have some sort of power. Like, you know, a gauntlet in the bullpen and have Ryan Presley as a setup guy and then have someone better. That's one thing. But, I mean, I just don't have that level of concern for Ryan Presley in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I didn't hear that particular segment from them this morning, but I've talked to Sean about it and I've heard Sean talk about it before. I think it has more to do with everything that Ryan Presley's been through this year. With the velocity being down, the knee injury, the stint on IL, clearly that Yankees game with losing his command is a problem, is part of it. But I think the concern is more about everything that we've seen from Ryan Presley than more so than just a knee-jerk reaction to him struggling in game one versus the Yankees. I think that's fair. I hate the knee-jerk reaction of, damn it, he's not a closer, he sucks, he's this, get a new guy. No, I don't know that. I can't get down with all that.
Yeah.
But I do think there is a certain level of concern there given what he's been through, just like there's going to be a level of concern there when Luxury Lance comes back. There's going to be a level of concern there once Verlander gets up over 130 innings and into 140, 150 innings this year. See how that elbow holds up. I think big picture, those are like real legit concerns here, and I think Presley's is very similar to what you know, the concern for those guys in terms of two or three things combined is the problem.
Yeah, my concern in center field is higher. My concern with the guys leading up to Presley is higher. Like that, like both of those spots are like Ryan Presley is. I get what people feel, and Sean, if that's the case with
you know, his him getting a slow start in spring training, had the knee thing, his velocity was down, but he seems to be getting back into form. I don't know. I'm good with Presley there. That's not something that
I'm not worried about it either. I like Presley there, and I think he
needs somebody in front of him.
I like Stanek. If something goes awry with him, I like Stanek to be in that role. I'll be honest with you. I like Stanek as much in that role.
As a setup guy.
I mean, well, no, as a closer. I just like the gas. I like the guy that can bump 100 and just has no fear whatsoever just to go eat. Now, I'm good with Presley there. I like Stanek as either a setup guy or as a closer when Presley has gone back to back nights or for whatever reason can't go. I really like Montero. I like Hector Neris. This guy as a whole, if they all don't in one damn series in one 4-game run lose their damn command and walk people like crazy, then I feel good about these guys.
I really need Ryan Presley to not blow this save right here. Just going to say that right now. Really need it as this conversation is being had. Really need Ryan Presley to have himself a nice solid outing. That's what I'm going to need. But once again, guys, as we're seeing it on the text line, the story here in the last couple of minutes, Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Peña are out of this game. They were knocked out. Here's the call. If you got the call, if you missed it, this was the call in the bottom of the eighth inning. A pop fly happened and all hell broke loose.
That one's popped high in the air. Jeremy Peña drifts out. Yordan Alvarez coming in and they collide. Peña and Alvarez hit hard in shallow left field. Peña's still down and he held on to the baseball. One of the two held on to the baseball. The out's been called. Both Yordan and Peña are down. Peña held on to the ball, but right now the big concern is the health of Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Peña.
Yeah, right now you're just hoping that the shock of contact has knocked the wind out of him, that just takes a couple minutes to get that breath back. But if you're an Astro fan, this is worst-case scenario.
All right, and then what ended up happening there, Peña was able to walk off. He seemed to set up and seemed to be affected less right off the bat, but he set up immediately and did exit the game under his own power. But Yordan Alvarez used. They used the cart. Hell no, he was carted off after the injury, and it appeared that they were checking for a potential concussion. So we'll keep you updated on that as we continue here. But if you want to take it from Clint here, Clint, no worries, guys.
Zero worries. Even if it is a little bit of a bump in the head and it's a little concussion, I mean, we'll be fine. Look, as long as it ain't a something he's going to end up in a cast for a month or something with them knees, whereas he's going to have some kind of surgery, get something cleaned up or, you know, be on the shelf for multiple weeks. As long as it ain't that, I'm good. That's a young fella, hard head, got hit in the mouth, baseball glove. I mean, I saw in this old patty cake mini camps that the Texans have over here, I saw more contact than Yordan Alvarez just
took. Might have got him flushed, though. Just never know.
Now, you go out here, you'll see more contact on a high school 7-on-7 field.
Might have got him flushed. All right, coming up, we'll keep you updated as the Astros are looking to sweep this season series against the Mets. As they're up here in the ninth inning, we'll keep you updated and let you know what happens there. And some guys are coming around, and any news we hear about Yordan and Peña, we'll keep you updated on that. All that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.